This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm May Ortega. A leak from the Suncor refinery in Commerce City has been contained, but CPR's Matt Bloom reports community members still say they're feeling sick.
Air monitoring around the state's largest oil refinery shows levels of sulfur dioxide and hydrogen sulfide have dropped since Saturday morning, when a refinery malfunction caused a significant leak. Resident and activist Lucy Molina says she's been at home treating a headache. She's especially frustrated that pollution disrupted CMAS testing at school.
The environmental injustice that happens here impacts our students because they can no longer focus.
Molina says the community is again calling on regulators to crack down on the refinery, especially after this winter when the plant shut down for several months due to fires. Suncor says repairs from this weekend event have been made to minimize emissions. I'm Matt Bloom, CPR News.
Denver Public Schools families, staff, and community will get to weigh in on the first draft of the district's new safety plan. The district released the plan yesterday, just over a month after a shooting at East High injured two staff members. Superintendent Alex Marrero plans to have a second draft by next month. He says he will open another round of public feedback before submitting a final version to the board by the end of June. A 17-year-old girl will soon be the youngest student to graduate from the University of Colorado at Colorado Springs. Anika Moat is earning a bachelor's degree in math. Moat enrolled in the university at 14 years old. She credits her family and strong female teachers for pushing her so far. Moat tells the Gazette she struggled to find friends, but now her age mostly comes up in jokes. She plans to take this summer off to think about things other than numbers. This is CPR News and KRCC.